This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky paid tribute on Monday to U.S. nationals who have fought in the 15-month-old war against Russian invaders.
On behalf of all Ukrainians, I would like to honor the courage and self-sacrifice of all Americans who stood in defense and keep defending the freedom.
Zelensky stood outside his office in Kyiv in a video message marking the U.S. Memorial Day holiday. Americans have been among thousands of foreign nationals signing up for tours of duty in Ukraine in various units, with an estimated death toll of about 20. South Africa's president has appointed a judge to oversee an inquiry into allegations the country supplied arms to Russia. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The U.S. ambassador to South Africa claims weapons and ammunition were loaded onto a Russian-flagged cargo ship that secretly docked at a naval base near Cape Town in December last year. South Africa has denied there was any government-sanctioned deal to provide weapons to Russia, although it hasn't categorically ruled out that an unofficial transaction took place involving another entity. The South African president's office says the panel has 6 weeks to complete its investigations and another 2 weeks from then to provide a report to Ramaphosa. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Explosions rattled Kyiv during daylight as Russian ballistic missiles fell on the Ukrainian capital. The barrage came hours after a more common nighttime attack on the city by drones and cruise missiles. Debris from missiles intercepted by Ukrainian air defenses Monday fell in Kyiv's central and northern districts during the morning. Follow us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won Sunday's presidential runoff, giving him a third term in power, despite an ailing economy and criticism over the handling of devastating earthquakes. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
On the streets of Istanbul, Recep Tayyip Erdogan's presidential runoff victory over challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu was welcomed by some. But with Turkey facing soaring inflation and a weakening currency, for others, the result is fueling fear of what is next. The election was widely touted as Erdogan's toughest, with Turkey grappling with 40% plus inflation and widespread condemnation over the handling of February's earthquakes. But the quake-struck region gave Erdogan some of his strongest support. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
As talks start in Paris this week on a global plastics treaty, a divide is emerging on how to deal with plastic pollution. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
A 55-nation coalition called for a strong treaty that restricted certain hazardous chemicals and banned problematic plastic products that are hard to recycle and often end up in nature. Inger Andersen heads the United Nations Environment Programme, which is hosting the talks.
The truth is that we cannot recycle our way out of this mess. Recycling infrastructure is unable to cope with today's volumes.
Greenpeace unveiled an artwork in Paris in the shape of a machine churning out bottles in front of an oil derrick.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Philippine officials are evacuating thousands of villagers and shutting down schools and offices as a typhoon approaches the country's northern provinces. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
It's already battered the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam, packing winds of up to 155 kilometers per hour. It's the strongest typhoon to hit the territory in 2 decades, flipping cars, tearing off roofs, and knocking out power. Philippine authorities have warned of dangerous tidal surges, flash floods, and landslides. Gusty winds have already lashed villages in the northeast, causing an old warehouse to collapse and prompting more villages to move to evacuation centers. Current projections show the typhoon will veer northeast by midweek toward Taiwan or southern Japan. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Warring generals in Sudan have agreed to extend by 5 days a humanitarian ceasefire they repeatedly violated and which failed to deliver promised aid corridors. A day earlier, mediators from the United States and Saudi Arabia had said there were violations by both parties that significantly impeded the truce goals. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.